Welcome to the brand new Jerry Dearman podcast. Today, Jerry is bringing us a timely message that is sure to equip and inspire you. So grab your Bible, something to write with, and let's get into the Word of God with Jerry Dearman.
Well, hello, I'm Jerry Dearman. Welcome to the Solid Lives weekly message, and we're on this series called Are You Ready? And I want to ask you, are you ready for what's coming in this world? There's already a lot of craziness happening. But I suspect that this craziness is not over, that there's more to come. In fact, more than suspect, I sense that there are other things that are going to happen in the future. But the Lord, He's so good to us. He loves us, and He's saying, I want to get you ready for what's coming. Not only to survive. Some people think this is just to survive. Oh, no. God wants us to make an impact on this world. He wants us to be ready to help other people, to bless other people. And so let's pray, grab your Bible, and let's be ready. Today I want to talk to you about this. Are you filled with the Spirit? Oh, this is so important. Are you filled with the Spirit? So let's pray. Father, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for the Spirit of God. Thank you for wanting to speak to us, to minister to us, to guide us, and as you'll speak to us today, to fill us with your precious Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that each and every person, more than ever before, will understand these truths from your word and receive the fullness, or maybe if they've already received, receive afresh the fullness of the Holy Spirit of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, grab your Bible. I want to open up and start in Acts chapter 1. Today, the book of Acts, chapter 1, and I want to read verses 4 through 8. Acts chapter 1, beginning at verse 4, and here's what it says. And being assembled together with them, he, Jesus, commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, watch this, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Now, Jesus had already died on the cross. He had already been raised from the dead. He had already appeared to them over a period of about 40 days. And now, this is the day that he's going to ascend back into heaven to be with his Father. And we know it's for at least 2,000 years, because that's how long it's been since this event occurred. But notice Jesus said, I want you Galilean people who are from the north of Israel, I want you to stay right here in Jerusalem. Don't you leave. He commanded them not to depart until the promise of the Father. Notice there are a lot of promises, but Jesus said, yeah, but there's one really big one for you who are following me. And this is the promise of the Holy Spirit. He said, you've heard this from me. John the Baptist baptized in water, but you're going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. And so, notice he goes on to say this in verse 8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Now, Jesus is talking to the people, the disciples that he walked 2.5 years with. He pruned them, he discipled them, he taught them, he instructed them, he disciplined them, he prepared them for ministry. But notice he's saying there's one more thing that you need. You need the Holy Spirit. You need him to come upon you, and not just to have a little taste of the Holy Spirit. You need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So what happened? Acts chapter 2, verse 4, it says, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Or, in other words, as the Spirit gave them the ability to articulate those languages that they had never learned before. See, the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit fell on these, about 120 people were in that upper room, when the Holy Spirit fell on them, something began to well up inside of them. Well, it was the Holy Spirit. And their mouth wanted to speak things that they had never spoken before. And so these 120, even though they did speak languages of their own, most everybody there was at least bilingual, because for one reason, they would study the Hebrew Bible. And most of these people were speaking Aramaic. But they began to have something welling up in them of the Holy Spirit, and their mouth was wanting to talk something that they had never learned before. So it bypassed their mind, and they began to speak in languages that they could not speak. They didn't go get Rosetta Stone or some, you know, language course. No, it was just that fast. They were praying, the Holy Spirit fell, and they began to feel this welling up. And thankfully, unlike a lot of people, they yielded their mouths, they yielded their voices, they yielded their lips and their tongue, and they allowed the Holy Spirit to help them to articulate these words of this other language. And this is what Jesus said is going to happen. The Holy Spirit's going to come upon you and baptize you, not just a little drink of the Holy Spirit, no, but full and overflowing to where the Holy Spirit is all over you. And so the Bible, by the way, teaches us all that we all should be filled with the Spirit. Now, there's so much to this. I wish I had just had hours to unpack it. And that can happen in OSL and other places. But let me just go to Ephesians 5:18. I want to read this from the Christian Standard Bible. I really like this. Listen to how Paul says this in the Christian Standard Bible. Paul said, "And don't get drunk with wine, which leads to reckless living, but be filled with the Spirit." Listen again. "And don't get drunk with wine, which leads to reckless living, but be filled with the Spirit." See, Paul is acknowledging that all of us like to overdo it. You know, we like to overeat. We like to eat the wrong things. We like to drink the wrong things, consume the wrong things, have too much pleasure, too much of anything. And Paul is now using a contrast of alcohol and the Spirit. He's saying our flesh wants to be drunk with something. See, this is about addiction. And he's saying, listen, I've got the real. Don't do the counterfeit. Don't use alcohol and drugs and such. No, that causes reckless living, poor decisions. You wake up with hangovers and wonder, what did you do? And what kind of adverse ripple effects is that going to have in my life? Paul said, don't do that. That's not for us as believers. No, don't get drunk with wine, which leads to reckless living, but instead be filled with the Spirit. He's saying the same thing that Jesus said to his disciples, be filled with the Spirit. Well, what happened when Jesus' disciples were filled with the Spirit? Well, on that day, that same day, 3,000 other people gave their lives to the Lord, because when Peter was sharing the word, it was so impactful. It was so anointed of the Holy Spirit. It cut people to the heart. They couldn't resist the truth. And they gave their lives to the Lord and they joined that church. See, being filled with the Spirit causes your life to become deeply impactful, not only to yourself, but to other people. And so Paul here is telling us in Ephesians 5:18, don't get drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so this is my question today. Are you filled with the Spirit? Now let's open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And I want to begin reading at verse 7. Now, this is where Paul is telling us some of the benefits, some of the fruits, the abilities, if I could say it like that, that come to us when we're filled with the Spirit and the Holy Spirit begins to use us to minister to people in different ways. And so notice he says this, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all," or for the benefit of others. "For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit." So notice there are two benefits, or we often call these two gifts of the Spirit or manifestations of the Spirit. And the first one is the word of wisdom. The second one is the word of knowledge. And it goes on to say in verse 9, "To another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues or languages, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit, works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills." Now, I love to go into more detail and talk about each one of these 9 gifts of the Spirit and how the Holy Spirit will use people. But when you're filled with the Spirit, any one of these could happen. Typically, though, certain people, the Holy Spirit will use them in certain of these gifts. But the Holy Spirit can use any of these at any time. Let me tell you the very first time I can remember when the Holy Spirit used me in one of these gifts of the Spirit. And I remember making it a practice of praying in the Spirit. You know, when I got filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit, God gave me the ability and I yielded myself to Him and allowed my mouth to speak something that I didn't understand, that I didn't have any control of in terms of the articulation and the syllables. But I yielded myself to the Holy Spirit. I could sense He wanted to say something, so I just complied with Him. And I learned to pray in the Holy Spirit, as Paul talks about in these passages. But I remember I was a junior high pastor, volunteer, and I was up at a camp. And we just had a great service, you know, in the evening, and kids' lives were touched and all of that. And they dismissed most of the kids, and many of them went to the snack bar. In fact, most all of them went to the snack bar. But I'd say maybe about 20% of the junior hires and some of the counselors and such were still in the room where we had the service. And I was in there, but I was all the way over on one side of the room. And I was just praying because we'd prayed with some kids. And so things had sort of toned down and were coming to a conclusion and such. But I was praying in the Spirit, just muttering really in the Spirit. And I looked across, maybe about 60 or 70 feet away from me, and I saw a junior high girl. She was not from my church. I didn't know who she was. But when I looked over at her, just, you know, sort of glancing around the room, I looked over at her. Down inside, I heard this, not audibly, but down in my heart, I just heard this, "Father." Well, my lightning fast mind knew she's not a father. So I thought, well, maybe the Holy Spirit's showing me that there's something going on with her father. So I felt like, okay, I should probably go over there and find out. So I walked over to her and I said hello and asked her what her name was. And she told me, I told her what my name was. And I said, "Hey, can I ask you a question?" And she said, "Yeah." I said, "How's your relationship with your dad?" And I mean, she just, her face contorted. She began to cry. She put her hands up in front of her face and she began to say, "Not so good right now." And I knew, I hit a nerve. And inside, I was going, "Yes, yes, I heard the Lord." But of course, I didn't want to let that show on the exterior because my heart was going out to this young lady. And so when she gathered herself, she let me know. She said, "You know, my dad and I, we had a big old fight just before I left for camp. And we spoke words, you know, to each other that were hurtful and such, and I just can't get it off my mind." Well, see, I didn't know that, but the Holy Spirit knew that. And not only did the Holy Spirit know that, but the Holy Spirit cared about this little junior high girl. I can't remember her name. I've never seen her again. I hardly think about her except when I'm talking about the gifts of the Spirit. But the Holy Spirit cared about that little junior high girl and cared that here she is at camp. She's here to receive from God. She's here to have fun with her friends. But she can't stop thinking about this fallout that she had with her daddy just before camp. And so, it was such a privilege to be able to encourage her and to say, "Well, look, here God's bringing this out because He wants to restore this fellowship with your dad. Do you think maybe you should call your dad and apologize to him for what you said?" "Yeah, I should. Well, guess what? The next day, she came back. She found me. She said, "I talked to my dad last night." Big old grin on her face. "Everything's all right. I apologized to him. He apologized to me. Everything's okay." Well, why would the Holy Spirit take time for that? Because people are important. You're important. I'm important. And everybody around us is important to God. And see, Jesus is calling all of us to be filled with the Spirit so that God can use us to minister to people from His heart. Things that we could not know. Things that we could not give to people. But He wants to give these things to people. He wants to bless people. He wants to help people. And this is why it's important to be filled with the Spirit. Being filled with the Spirit gives you strength. For example, one of the shortest books in the Bible is the book of Jude. It's the book right before the book of Revelation at the end. And Jude in verse 20, one chapter in verse 20, it says, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit." See, when you get filled with the Spirit and you yield yourself and the Holy Spirit helps you to pray in spiritual language, you build yourself up. You get strengthened inside. I like to pray in the Spirit every day so that I can be built up spiritually. And that's what God wants us to do. That's what God wants us to do. You know, just last week, Kimberly and I had been invited out by a couple to go to dinner. We don't go to dinner with this couple very often. In fact, it was the second time we'd ever been. We've known them for years, but it's only the second time we'd ever been to dinner with them. But we went to dinner, and while we were at dinner, this gentleman said, he said, Oh, my son wanted to be here so bad, but he couldn't come because of this and that. He's at home. But I told him that I would ask you to come after dinner, come back to the house. I want you to talk with him. I want you to pray with him. So I felt like, okay, well, they don't live too far away, so we'll do it. So we did. Well, we went to the house, and they were so nice. They made some tea, and we sat there, and we talked for a little bit. And when it was time to leave, I stood up, and I said, "Hey, before we leave, let's pray together. Let's gather." So we gathered. There's the mom. There's the dad, and their two sons. One of them did come to dinner. The other one didn't. And then my wife and me. And so as we began to pray, down inside, by the Holy Spirit, I began to discern that the Holy Spirit had a prophetic word to give to one of these sons. It was the one that didn't come to the dinner. And so I began to speak this prophetic word. And while I'm finishing this prophetic word to this one son, I'm sensing the Lord wants to speak something to the other son. Now, I didn't plan this. This is not from my heart. Yes, I want to encourage them, and I had already said encouraging words to them. But now the Holy Spirit within me was prompting me that he wanted to say something that I couldn't know. This is not from my knowledge. I'm just allowing the Holy Spirit, this time in English, allowing the Holy Spirit to speak words, prophetic words, to this young man and then to the other young man. Well, as I'm finishing up giving it to the second son, well, guess what? I began to sense something that the Lord wants to say to the dad and the mom. And I began to give a word. And they were all different. And now, of course, I could think things up in my mind, but that's not going to do anybody good just for me to think things up in my mind. No, these are more powerful than that because the Holy Spirit knows all things. And the Holy Spirit knows what people need to hear from God. And the Holy Spirit knows what God wants to say to people. See, and so this is a big reason why we need to be filled with the Spirit. Yes, for personal strength. Yes, so that we can be strong and obey the Lord, but also so that we can discern when the Lord wants to use us to pray for somebody for healing and to see healing going on, to give somebody a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, a prophetic word, to have the discerning of spirits. And all of these things, see, we need to be filled with the Spirit. We need to be filled with the Spirit. And let me just close with one more concept. Go over to Galatians chapter 5. It's just a couple of doors to the right from 1 Corinthians. Galatians chapter 5. And notice what it says down here in the 22nd verse, Galatians 5:22, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness." Let me flip the page. "Gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." So these are the fruits of the Spirit. And I believe this is talking about your spirit when the Holy Spirit's in you. These are fruits. This is the way you begin to feel. This is the way you begin to live. When the Holy Spirit's in you and when you're full of the Spirit, you'll find out more love comes out, more joy comes out, more peace comes out, more patience comes out, more kindness, more gentleness, more self-control. These things come out when we're filled with the Holy Spirit. See, I would like to behave the right way all the time, and I don't always behave the right way. I don't mean that I'm out sinning. I just mean that sometimes I can be a little frustrated. Sometimes I can get a little tired. I can be a little short with somebody or whatever. That happens. I don't like it to happen. I have to repent. I have to apologize, and I should. But I notice this, the more full of the Spirit I am, the more full of joy I am. The more full of the Spirit I am, the more full of love I am. The more full of the Spirit I am, the more patient I am. And so this is why Jesus said, listen, don't just leave with the message of the gospel. Don't just go out with just the story. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let the strength of the Spirit, the wisdom of the Spirit, the guidance of the Spirit be with you and in you and come out of you so that you can begin to walk not only with God, but walk like God. Jesus himself was filled with the Spirit. And so he wants us to be filled with the same Holy Spirit. Thank God this is not Holy Spirit Jr. that we're filled with. This is the exact same person, the third person of the Godhead. God is made up of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this is the same Holy Spirit that filled Jesus, the same anointing of the Holy Spirit that was on Jesus also comes on us. And Jesus wanted us to walk like him, to be like him, to minister like him. And so I want to ask you right now, if you would avail yourself, offer yourself, and invite God to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Would you do that? Maybe you've been filled with the Holy Spirit before. Maybe you even pray and speak in spiritual language. Maybe you've had the gifts of the Spirit operate in your life before. Well, that's great. But we need to continue to be filled. Sometimes we still get spiritually dry, and we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit and become strengthened and moist again, if I could say it like that. But many of you, maybe you're watching and you have not been filled with the Holy Spirit. Maybe you've never been able to pray and speak in spiritual language to build yourself up and to allow the flow of prayer by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. Maybe you've never had that before. Well, guess what? You can. This is for everybody. Not everybody will speak a word of knowledge. Not everybody will give a tongue to be interpreted or give an interpretation. Not everybody will operate in the gift of faith. No. But everybody can be filled with the Spirit and pray in spiritual language. Everybody can do that. Everybody can do that. And I've even worked with people who said, no, I've been taught that not everybody can pray in the Spirit. And I've shown them in the Word of God, oh, no, not everybody will do those 9 gifts of the Spirit. Even the gift of tongues, not everybody will do that to be interpreted. But everybody can be full of the Spirit and pray in the Spirit, just like in Acts chapter 2. All 120 were filled with the Spirit and began to speak with other tongues. In Cornelius's house, all those people in Cornelius's house were filled with the Spirit and began to speak with tongues. All the people that Paul prayed for in Acts chapter 19, all of those 12 disciples were filled with the Spirit and began to speak in tongues. See, praying in the Spirit, as distinct from the gift of tongues, is something that everyone can do. And it's such a beloved, precious, helpful, strengthening gift that I want everybody to have it. God wants everybody to have it. So let's come right now. Would you, if you can, I don't know if anybody's around you, but even if there are more than one of you together, stand together, kneel together. Let's begin to ask the Lord, Lord, fill me with the Spirit. Fill me with the Spirit. Maybe you can put some worship music on or something and take some time and ask God. I've noticed that people are more willing to allow the Holy Spirit to speak through them when their mouth is moving and speaking praise to God. But if they're clamped, their mouth is clamped closed, it's hard for the Holy Spirit to speak anything through a closed mouth. So let's come before the Lord. Can we, Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you're teaching us about being filled with the Holy Spirit. We're illustrating it. We're giving examples of what happens when we're filled with the Spirit. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. In fact, I stretch my hand toward the camera, toward the screens that people are watching. And I say, in the name of Jesus, as you ask the Lord, I'm saying, be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Be filled and overflowing. Be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And I also pray in Jesus' name that you be so filled with the Spirit that you begin to pray in spiritual language by the utterance of the Spirit of God. By the utterance of the Spirit of God, that you would be strengthened in Jesus' name. And Lord, I also pray that as they're filled, I pray that the gifts of the Spirit would begin to flow through them in the name of Jesus. Praise God. I want to pray in the Spirit with my spiritual language over you. Can I do that? I'm going to pray in my spiritual language. This is just what I do all the time. And it's not by my own mind. I don't know what I'm saying, but the Holy Spirit knows exactly what I'm saying. But let me pray over you. Habroko torre shili di vrabranda la caravraha. Ombrindi li kita ravrabra karashili di vrabronda la kaha. Ombra karashili di vrabranda la koravraha. Lord, I thank you for filling each person with the Spirit of God. Oh, may this be something that they can do and continue to receive and be refreshed in and filled with and pray with for the rest of their lives, like you've done in my life and countless other millions of people. Lord, may this be an experience and a practice that happens with them, just like Jesus' disciples, just like the whole early church, all of the churches in the book of Acts. Thank you, Lord, that you do that for us now. In the name of Jesus, I pray. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And I want to continue, if you're in a flow there, just continue to worship God. Just continue to be blessed of God. You can come back to this later on, but just continue to receive from the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Bless the Lord and allow Him to minister to you right now. Those of you that are watching and you're now able to hear what I'm saying here at the conclusion, let me ask you, if you know somebody that wants to be filled with the Spirit, you can share this with them. Let them know that we're talking about this and we even have a time of receiving at the end of this message. You can share this with them. And also, don't leave just yet, because there are just a few announcements that we want to give you before we go. And don't miss the last message of this series. Are you ready? We'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us today on the Jerry Dearman Podcast, and thank you to those of you who have partnered with Solid Lives to help get this message and others like it to thousands of people around the world. If you would like to partner with Solid Lives and the ministry of Jerry Dearman, visit solidlives.com/give. To find out more about the ministry of Solid Lives, how you can be a part of this church planting and disciple making movement, or for more great teachings and resources by Jerry, visit solidlives.com. We also want to invite you to join us on our daily podcast or on YouTube for the New Testament Daily with Jerry Dearman. Each day, Jerry reads through a chapter of the New Testament and gives us key insights and applications for our lives. What a great way to start your day as you journey with us through the New Testament as you never have before. Thank you again so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time.